This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The worldwide attacks on labor rights is increasing and unions need to fight back. That is the primary message that came out of the recent Congress of the Global Union Industriale. Industriale represents workers in a wide range of employment sectors, including mining, energy, garment production, and manufacturing. At the Congress, held online in September, Atla Heya was elected as Industriale's General Secretary. In his acceptance speech, he called the attacks on labor rights a war. I asked him what he meant by that and what's happening.
Well, I think that we don't really understand the length that governments, employers, and also other structures will go to erode trade union rights. They take every means at their disposal in order to crush unions globally. And this is a thing we've seen for many years, but I think it's getting worse and worse. And we really have to put up a fight to be able to secure even the most basic trade union rights, like the right to organize and the right to collective bargaining. We also see that a number of countries are moving towards dictatorships, and dictatorships never serve trade unions or workers. So maybe war is a tough word, but I think that the length some actors are going in order to erode trade union rights, we're actually getting there.
Do you have an example of where this is happening?
Well, I'm in Europe now. Our organization has a headquarters in Geneva, and not far from here is a country called Belarus. It's a European country, a dictator called the last dictator in Europe. This country had elections last year in August, and President Lukashenko was re-elected by a big margin, but clearly a false election. And ever since, there's been protests in the country from the free and independent trade unions, and they have really been starting to cracking down on independent trade unions over the last months. We work a lot with independent trade unions in Belarus, but now it's almost impossible to get to them. They are imprisoned, they are tortured, and they are scared or frightened for doing trade union business. So that's one example. We have several examples of big countries where they're changing legislation. Indonesia, for example, the infamous omnibus law, which reduces trade union rights considerably in law. India is doing the same. You can practically mention countries all over the world. In Europe also, countries like Hungary, Poland are moving in the direction of more autocratic rule. So you have these examples all over the world.
Given these happenings around the world, the Industriale Congress adopted a four-year plan of action. What does the plan consist of? What does it do?
Well, the action plan consists of five chapters. It's an introduction of where we see the world today. And then we have four strategic goals that we build all our activities around. The first goal of the action plan is to advance workers' rights, which is, in my opinion, the most pressing issue, not only for workers, but I think for societies in the world today. It means, in my opinion, extreme focus on the right to organize and the right to collective bargaining. I think that if we manage to focus on these two rights, to win the war on these rights, to put it in that way, we can solve many other questions. But as long as people don't have the right to organize and the right to collective bargaining, they have nothing to stand up to their employers or governments with. So that's the first chapter, talking about women's rights, talking about health and safety, talking about precarious work, and so on. And then, of course, to be able to fight for these rights, you need to build strong unions. So that's the second chapter of our action plan, how we can stand together to build union power. We do that in many different ways, but we have a lot of project work, cooperation, building unions, building capacities, providing strength to the unions in their fight for membership, but also for their rights. Then we have a chapter called Confront Global Capital, which is a chapter that talks about how we confront the big capital, the big multinational companies in the world, how we help unions in countries where unions are not so strong to build their power in the big multinational companies, amongst others through help of the trade unions in the mother country of the company. So we're trying to build strong networks within the company, but also along the supply chains, because, of course, the supply chains are getting more and more important for corporations. They're using supply chains to avail themselves of responsibility for their production, and we need to build that responsibility back in. There is a survey from a couple of years ago from the ITC that shows that from the 50 biggest multinationals in the world, 96% of those making money in production for these companies are in an outsourced part of the company. They're not in the company itself. Only 6% of the people they rely on for their income and revenue are actually employed by the company. So we really need to build this power throughout the supply chains of these multinational companies. And then finally, we have a chapter called Sustainable Industrial Policy, which means that we help our affiliates build their own industrial policy so that they can present to their governments, present to their employers, what we as trade unions see as necessary when it comes to industrial policy for the development of countries, development of companies, but also for sustainable impact on employment and the workers' wages and benefits.